Dave, you see the email we received this morning from our good friend and one-time colleague, Sue Smith?
Yeah, she's a busy lady these days, isn't she, at the holiday time, but ready to help other people who are maybe real busy and need some help.
Yeah. Sue Smith, who for many years, of course, was with WSGW, and has been very open with her challenges, like a lot of people challenged with mental health issues, the bipolar issues that she's been dealing with. In fact, she now has a group called It's Okay Not to Be Okay.
Like one in five people are impacted by one form of mental health problem or another.
Well, she is going to put her talents to work today and tomorrow. Sue's going to be at the Maytag store today on Tittabawassee Road, offering to wrap gifts for you. And she's going to use money donated to her organization, and not just wrapping gifts at the Maytag store, but she also says she'll be baking up cookies, too, at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. Multitasking.
Hey, using the Maytag store kitchen.
Right. Sure.
That's awesome. Between 10 and 3 today, if you want to stop and say hi to Sue and help support her and, of course, her efforts to support others who are in need and who doesn't need some help getting some Christmas gifts wrapped this time of year.
Absolutely, yeah. It takes so much time, and especially those who do them well.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to put paper and slap a bow on it.
I think she referenced a local department store charging $16 to wrap a gift. Did I read that right?
Yeah, yes, you did.
Yeah, wow.
Sue says she'll do it better for less, but any money that you can donate. And then she says, I don't have a time on this, but she says she'll be at Sullivan's Restaurant on Thursday, right there on Gratiot, to do the same thing. So if you'd like to say hi to Sue, and we hope you do, and help support her organization, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Gifts wrapped and cookies baked today between 10 and 3 at the Maytag store.
Kind of a support group that she has where they have speakers and do different things and help one another, you know, in coping with situations and kind of a buddy system, more or less.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
And she's already said, too, that she hopes to be part of coming up the Saginaw Spirit in February, planning to have its night where they dedicate it to mental health issues. So that's something in the future. That's going on.
So she's keeping herself busy.
Keep that in mind, folks, as you hear the stories that unfortunately do occur and sometimes are even heightened during the holiday time.